The funeral of British actress and singer Jane Birkin, who passed away last Sunday, will take place this coming Monday at St. Roch Church in Paris, with attendance limited to Birkin's family and close acquaintances. But in an act of inclusivity and deference towards the public who deeply admired Birkin, and to allow her multitude of admirers to partake in this solemn tribute, a live broadcast will be available on a colossal screen set up at the intersection of Rue Saint-Honoré and Rue des Pyramides. The commemorative service honoring Jane Birkin, a paragon of cinema and music, will begin at 10 a.m. at the St. Roch Church in the 1st arrondissement of Paris this coming Monday, a confidential source close to the family divulged to AFP. Access will be strictly limited to the artist's relatives and intimate acquaintances. But an inclusive gesture has been planned to allow the general public to participate in this poignant farewell. The ceremony will be projected on a screen installed at the intersection of Rue Saint-Honoré and Rue des Pyramides. Birkin, who was 76, was found lifeless in her Parisian residence late last Sunday morning. Her personal caregiver made the sorrowful discovery. Since the announcement of her passing, there has been an incessant outpouring of tributes underlining the artist's cultural legacy. Her daughters Charlotte Gainsbourg and Lou Doylen paid her an emotional tribute and praised their mother's courage in her tenacious battle against illness. Jane Birkin's native England may have been the birthplace of her career, but it was in France that she burgeoned into a phenomenon. She ingrained herself deeply into the hearts of her French audience, both for her prowess and her inseparable bond with Serge Gainsbourg, who made her into an eternal muse. Birkin, with her androgynous silhouette and boho chic flair, charted a unique path in the world of entertainment. Despite personal tragedies, including the tragic death of her daughter Kate in 2013 and her own fight against leukemia, she continued to champion Gainsbourg's work long after his death in 1991. Love and Creativity, A Life in the Limelight. Her early marriage to composer John Barry, her tempestuous affair with Serge Gainsbourg, and her enduring union with filmmaker Jacques Doylen marked Birkin's personal life. But these liaisons weren't only tabloid fodder, they also yielded masterpieces in music and cinema. Collaborations with Gainsbourg, in particular, produced iconic tracks like Je T'aime, Moi Non Plus and the album Histoire de Melody Nelson. From an ingenue performer to an accomplished actress in art cinema, Birkin continuously reinvented herself. She demonstrated undeniable talent, whether in front of the camera lens of great filmmakers like Jacques Rivette and Alain René, or on stage, where she was honored by several Victoires de la Musique. Jane Birkin also left an indelible imprint on fashion and humanitarian work. The Hermès Birkin bag has become a symbol of luxury and elegance. The artist also championed environmental and humanitarian causes, adding a philanthropic dimension to her legacy. Nevertheless, she is perhaps best known for her indelible association with Gainsbourg, as underscored by her last project, Birkin/Gainsbourg, Le Symphonique. Jane Birkin reminds us of how art can transcend life and become an enduring tribute to those we've lost. Birkin, with her innocence, audacity, graceful silhouette, and delightful English accent, will forever be remembered as the French's favorite Englishwoman. Her name will forever be intertwined with that of Serge Gainsbourg, not only as his muse, but also as his unswerving ambassador.